It requires change and a little bit of courage in order to make the change happen. I decided to interview someone who crossed a cultural boundary. Someone who was very different than the social norm as a kid and is still different from how they grew up. I got my inspiration from a friend of the family, Richard Landis, who grew up in a very different environment, a very different setting than many kids would know today.
He grew up on a rural farm in Pennsylvania, and now he's the professor of biostatistics at Penn. Can you describe how you grew up? Did you know that this was going to be what you were doing? Or?
Absolutely not. When I grew up in a small rural farm area in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. And it was a family environment where for generations, the family structure and culture had been farm people of faith. Very important grounding in being a Christian, in this case a Mennonite, and also taking work and serving others very seriously. So the whole framework for childhood was being the next generation of farm kids, basically.
Right, yeah. When did you realize that wasn't what you were going to be?
Probably in first grade.
Early on.
It was pretty early that I loved school, and I was immediately attracted to teachers and the excitement they had for teaching and learning. And what I realize now, looking back on it, is they became role models for aspirations that were sort of deep within who I was before I knew a lot about what choices were in life. And so being around teachers and having a love for study and learning, I quickly realized there were these kinds of jobs out there that I really warmed up to much more than farm life that I was a part of as a kid.
What were your later school experiences? I mean, high school.
Right. Well, after the earlier grades, as I got into high school and had some really excellent teachers, especially in mathematics, one stands out. I had the same teacher all 4 years, and I realized I had a tremendous love for mathematics, and I was always interested in how you might use it to solve problems and serve the needs of society. And so as I was thinking about ending high school, it was actually a sad moment of graduation because I realized, because of my parents' perspective, they had both stopped high school at the end of 10th grade, or even in the middle of 10th grade when they turned 15. And they both worked on the farm, and that was just the cultural norm at that time. Many of their peers had moved more towards having the kids go on beyond high school to college as a way to move into other areas, but my parents were sort of on the conservative end of that, and so graduating from high school was sort of an extra bonus.
Mm-hmm. What were your friends doing? I'm curious.
I had one guy who was 4 years ahead of me who announced that he was going to college. Mm-hmm. The first guy from my whole youth group at church. And that created a buzz in the congregation because going off to college was a new and different thing. So that created at least a soundbite for my parents to say, well, all the farm family kids are not going to just stay on the farm. So when it was time for me to graduate, my dad recognized that the income was not going to be adequate if I just worked on the farm with him. And so I worked as a carpenter for 2 years and gave half of my money home and helped to support the family. And during that time was really the differentiation between having them understand that this was a dream that maybe could be sort of contained versus a dream that they were going to have to respond to. And so one tangible example was early on after high school graduation, my dad said, you're going to really need to get a car because you're driving back and forth to work. And after all, that's what kids do when they're 17 and 18. Right. And I I said I didn't want a car. And so that created an interesting opportunity. It was initially conflict, but then they finally understood that I was serious about college because I said, if I buy a car, in addition to giving half of my money home, I'll be paying a car payment. I won't have any money for school.
Right.
And I absolutely do want to go to college. So in the end, I still ended up buying the car because, truth be told, I still did need it, but I wanted them to know it was not my first choice, and in fact, it was going to make it even harder to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
So that was sort of, as I look back on it, one example of how I was able to demonstrate to them that this change from the farm to education was going to be something that I absolutely needed to do.
How did your decision to enroll in college affect your relationship with your parents?
Well, I can still remember multiple conversations around the dinner table at the end of a long day of carpentry. I would tell them that even though I'm doing well and I was actually able to get a lot of excellent experience as a carpenter, my passion to go on to college was actually increasing, and there was no way continuing to do other things was going to suppress that. And I can't remember the exact words, but I basically just told them that at the end of the second year, I was planning to enroll and really wanted to go. And I wasn't asking them to agree as much as to just allow. And so we got to a point where they recognized that this was critical for me. And they also, I think I sort of wore them down over 2 years of just saying, this is not really what I want to do, I must go to college. So they finally agreed. And I can remember one of the phrases was that we will allow you to go, or we will allow you to do it, but we don't support it. In the sense that it wouldn't be their first choice, but they permitted it.
Okay.
And then over the 4 years, they became more and more accepting of it, and I think started to recognize that it was actually good for them.
So your family, I guess they didn't fully understand what you were going through or what you were doing in college.
Well, actually, they would sometimes ask what it was about, what I was doing. So I would try to identify things that I could cross over to things they understood. But truthfully, when you're into mathematics and other kinds of things that I was studying, there wasn't a whole lot of content.
Mm-hmm.
So I would try to keep it simple and say that I was learning things that would help me. At that point, I was actually thinking I would teach, and I did student teaching in high school. So I actually student taught for one semester in mathematics. I taught geometry and general math and a few other things. And it was during that senior year of teaching that I realized I preferred graduate school and research than high school teaching.
How did your relationship with your other family members change?
Well, interestingly, shortly after I started the carpenter job, I learned about and met and became very fond and in love with a very special person. Her name was Jean Meyer. And she had a similar current situation of working full-time but wanting to go on to college but needing for financial reasons to support her family. So much of the transition in family dynamics happened with me spending more and more time with my girlfriend and less time with my sisters.
Right.
And so at the end of the junior year of college, when we got married and I moved out, we had a clear kind of separation that was obvious to both sets of families, that both of us were on a different path for higher education. And so we, because of the cultural differences, we always had to do most of the hard work to stay connected with them by trying to reassure them that just because we were doing this, we still loved them and cared for them, and we're still part of their family.
Right.
And so the dynamic was more like trying to reassure them that even though we were moving on to other things, we were not rejecting them.
So when did you feel that you needed to show your parents that you wanted to move on and get a broader sense of an education?
Well, I think the second year of carpentry, as I became more serious about application, when I finally sent off the application and told them that I was applying for college and I really wanted to go that fall, and I wanted them to at least permit it, even though they weren't that eager to have it happen. So at that point, I think just getting the acceptance, making the decision, quitting the job as a carpenter, and beginning to enroll as a freshman was sort of the clear sign to them that this kid was serious about this and mm-hmm. that they would just accept it.
Mr. Landis' story is a rare one. He was able to make choices that were very hard, even though to the average man they would seem very easy. To go to college or not to go to college? That is most certainly the question. Mr. Landis is an example of someone who really worked hard to get where they are today, and all of their work has paid off for them. Sometimes the hardest boundary to cross is the one that your family will not see eye to eye with you on. This has been a learning experience for me, and hopefully a good lesson. Take care.
I got someone on my mind. She don't make me wait.